So today was a lay day. What is a lay day? Well, right now we are in San Francisco because my kids have a sailing regatta, and for the past 4 days they have been practicing hard. So today is a day off because tomorrow the regatta starts. And so it's always a good idea the day before to rest a little bit and just reset, basically. And so we use the day today to went some sightseeing, not only in San Francisco, but also around. So first of all, we went to Muir Woods. And if you haven't heard about them, this is where you have this ginormous trees. The trees that are 300, 400 feet high. It is amazing. Trees that are more than 1,000 years old. So we went there and it is really breathtaking. Now, this is one of the things that has always been on my bucket list. And I'm very, very lucky and very happy that at age 49, I can already start working on my bucket list. So that's definitely one of the things that I always wanted to do, and the kids really, really enjoyed it too. Wow, what an experience. Anyhow, after we admired the Muir Woods, we went then to San Francisco and went to Pier 39 because a few years ago, we have already been to San Francisco. So we did most of the stuff like, all right, doing the Golden Gate Bridge, doing the Lombard Street, you know, this very windy street. And anyhow, since it is a lay day, we wanted to take it easy. So we decided to just start at Pier 39, which is the famous pier there where you have all the restaurants and fantastic shops, live shows. And from there, walk our way to Ghirardelli Square. Because at Ghirardelli Square, you get the world's famous hot fudge sundae. And oh boy, do I love that sundae. I mean, this is one of my weaknesses. And I absolutely 100% can attest that this is the world's best hot fudge sundae. Now, I really like hot fudge sundaes, even so much that my daughter Vivian sometimes makes me homemade fudge that I can then heat up in the microwave and put over some vanilla ice cream. But hey, Ghirardelli is taking it to the next level. So, and right there in front of Ghirardelli Square, you also have a beautiful beach where you can just hang out, and that's what we did. And then we found a place to eat, which is called Fire and Brew. It's a grill and a it's not a microbrewery, but they serve local beers. So it's Fire and Brew. I can't remember on what street it is. And we got some wings, which were amazing. We got some chicken rolls, which is basically like spring rolls with chicken. And we also got some garlic fries. And they were all really, really good. Anyhow, at the end of the day, we then watched the sunset, basically setting just right off the Golden Gate Bridge behind the hills. And it was amazing. By the way, if you're following me on Facebook, you might have seen some pictures there. And I even did a video from the Muir Woods because it's so hard to describe in a podcast. You really have to see it. Anyhow, so today was a great day, a great lay day, a great day to rest and relax and get ready for the big regatta. Because the regatta here is the North American Championship. So there will be more than 100 boats. I believe 102 boats are registered. So it's kind of a big deal. And especially for Vivian, it's her second big regatta. She has been doing regattas in Texas, but see, in Texas, there's 3, 4, maybe 5 boats in her boat class. Here, there are 102. And obviously, it's completely different wind here in the San Francisco Bay than it is on an Austin Lake. So she's a little bit nervous, but also excited. And I think this is when you know that you're excited, when you're also a little bit nervous, because this is when you're pushing outside of your comfort zone. And boy, this girl is definitely pushing outside of her comfort zone. And I'm so proud on her for doing this. All right. I will keep you posted of how racing went and what's happening over the next few days. Have a terrific day. And as always, don't forget to rate the podcast if you're enjoying it. I'm sure that you're enjoying it, so might as well rate it. Okay, take care, and I'll talk to you soon.